Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hi, this is Kate Miner with update number 120 for the week of May 18th, 2009. This week, Finishing.com would like to welcome Coating and Manufacturing Solutions de Mexico as a new supporting advertiser in the Job Shops directory. Located in Mexicali, Baja California, Mexico, they provide machining, metal stamping, chrome plating, anodizing, electropolish, zinc plating, powder coating, repacking, sorting, as well as other activities. For more information on Coating and Manufacturing Solutions de Mexico, please visit their WorldLink listing in the Job Shops directory. Here are excerpts from the Washington Report's NASF Legislative Alert dated May 13, 2009. The NASF testified before Congress, calling for relief for manufacturing and expanded help for small automotive suppliers that aren't benefiting from the massive $38 billion package of federal aid to the major Detroit automakers. Jim Jones, vice president of Georgia-based Dixie Industrial Finishing, spoke on behalf of NASF and the finishing industry nationwide. Jim presented remarks before the House Small Business Committee and responded to questions from lawmakers, along with four other panelists from major auto supplier sectors. He pointed to several dire problems facing the industry and some needed federal solutions to avoid losing more U.S. manufacturing in automotive and other sectors. Jim and the other industry witnesses also pointed to larger systemic challenges to U.S. competitiveness and urged Congress to take a hard look at the small business impacts of problems with healthcare, tax, labor, trade, and the regulatory policies. To see video footage of Jim's testimony before the committee, please go to the House Small Business Committee website at www.house.gov/smbiz. And for more information on this alert, please contact Christian Richter at CRICHTER at thepolicygroup.com or Jeff Hannapel at JHANNAPEL at thepolicygroup.com. Here are some other excerpts from the Washington Report's May 2009 update. Item: House Democrats this week wrestled with how to advance major climate change legislation and reached an agreement on a cash for clunkers measure that would provide vouchers for consumers willing to trade in their older vehicles for more fuel-efficient models. The plan would give consumers up to $4,500 toward the purchase of a new, more environmentally friendly vehicle. The program will be attached to a pending global climate change bill. Key House Democrats also met this week with President Obama at the White House on their proposed global climate change and energy bill. The bill would place limits on carbon emissions, set energy efficiency standards, and create a cap-and-trade system for handling emission credits for polluters. Senate committees were also working this week on energy and climate change issues. The Senate Finance Committee heard with interest testimony from the European Union on its emission trading scheme, as the EU has approved free allowances to heavy industry in its cap and trade system. The issue of whether to auction or give away allowances for industry to emit greenhouses continues to attract debate in current House negotiations on addressing climate change. The Senate Natural Resources Committee also approved a measure to finance the development of new energy technologies and held hearings on proposals for improving electric grid reliability and electric transmission security. A group of House Republican leaders this week held a National Energy Summit on the pending climate change legislation. More than a dozen Republicans and a panel of energy experts communicated their opposition to the recent draft climate change package proposed by the House Democratic leadership. Panelists pointed out adverse impacts resulting from the legislation, ranging from job losses to tax increases to environmental destruction in other countries. Item: OSHA's Acting Chief Jordan Barab told a major labor gathering this week that the agency would use its general duty clause to cite employers for ergonomic and workplace violence hazards. The General Duty Clause of the Occupational Safety and Health Act requires that employers, quote, furnish to each of his employees employment and a place of employment which are free from recognized hazards that are causing or are likely to cause death or serious physical harm, unquote. Barab said OSHA was considering taking a sector-by-sector approach to regulating ergonomic hazards without needing congressional authorization to promulgate a general industry standard. Item: in response to lawsuits filed by environmental groups, EPA indicated that it may repeal two controversial waste rules that the Bush administration finalized during its final weeks. On May 5, 2009, EPA announced its plans to reconsider and possibly repeal the revised definition of solid waste rule and the comparable fuels rule. EPA announced that it will host a June 2009 public meeting to discuss possible revisions to the final definition of solid waste rule issued last October. The public meeting responds to environmental groups' petition, which argued that the rule, aimed at promoting recycling, went too far in relaxing hazardous waste rules. This effort could eventually lead to the repeal of the definition of solid waste regulation. EPA says the public meeting will assist the agency in deciding whether to make revisions to the rule and how such revisions would further ensure that the rule appropriately and safely encourages resource conservation for those hazardous secondary materials that are conditionally excluded from the definition of solid waste. If you have any questions or would like additional information on any of the issues in the May update, please contact Christian Richter at CRICHTER at thepolicygroup.com or Jeff Hannipel at JHANNAPEL at thepolicygroup.com. Here's the calendar of events through the end of May. On May 18th through the 20th, China International Surface Finishing Expo 2009 will take place at the Guangzhou International Conference and Exhibition Center in Guangzhou, China. Also on May 18th through the 20th, Shot Peening Workshop, organized by Metal Finishing News, will take place in Guangzhou, China. On May 19th, the Rochester branch of the AESF will hold the Frank Buchman Memorial Golf Tournament at Eagle Vale Golf Club in Fairport, New York. Also on May 19th, the Philadelphia branch of the AESF will have a dinner meeting at The Mill in Palmyra, New Jersey. Guest speaker will be Rob Berry of McDermid on new developments in cleaners. On May 19th and 20th, the Light Metals Institute, in cooperation with the Surface Finishing Academy, will present an advanced seminar on the science and engineering of anodizing and hard coat anodizing in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. On May 21st, the Metal Finishers Association of Northern California will have their forum at Spinny Yarn Restaurant in Fremont, California. On May 27th through the 29th, Spray Finishing Technology Workshops, sponsored by Binks and DeVilbiss, will take place in Toledo, Ohio. And on May 29th, the Palmetto and Charlotte Metrolina branches of the NASF will have their 10th annual Carolina Classic Golf Tournament at Cleghorn Plantation Golf and Country Club in Rutherfordton, North Carolina. And for more information on all of these upcoming events, please click on the calendar on our homepage. Well, that wraps up the podcast for this week. Until next time, thanks for joining us.